Hi, y'all. I'm Julie.
Hi there. I'm Brenda. Welcome to Insider's Guide to the Other Side.
Now, y'all need to know that we're obsessed with everything on the other side.
Yes, we are. Because once you learn to navigate the energetic, or to some, the invisible world, life is going to be more fun and much more serene.
Heck yes, it can. Because let's be honest, Bryn, Earth School is hard. In fact, you taught me that.
Let's crush Earth School together.
Welcome to Insider's Guide to the Other Side, a production of iHeartRadio.
Well, hello, my witchy poo. How are you? It's raining here. I don't know about you. Is it raining there?
It's not raining here.
Okay. We should have the same weather. Why don't we have the same weather patterns? It's very upsetting to me. I want to share my weather with you.
We have had our share, I'll tell you.
Yeah, seriously. You guys get it bad. We get it too. It's crazy. But it's really loud. So if I pause, it's because it sounds like the sky is falling.
Hate that when that happens.
Right. So before we dive into this episode, do you mind if I hit like a housekeeping?
Bring it. Bring it on.
Well, the house that I'm keeping is vibes.store is alive and kicking.
Oh, yay.
Yeah. We have more pouches. So we had four. Now I think we have like 14 or something like that.
Oh my God.
We have malas. You know, we have ritual tools. We have pendulums now. We have palm stones. We have high vibe stones.
You got the palm stones.
I didn't know you got those. Yeah. And we even have more that'll be coming up soon. And also I'll tell you my most favorite thing about what we've done, and by we I mean you, is that for every pouch and every mala, you channeled an affirmation for each one. Because I think what happens is, like, we can curate all day long, but if somebody doesn't know what to do with them or how to activate them, you know, they just kind of toss them aside, which is a shame, because, you know, they should be a part of our everyday life and touch them, hold them, love them.
Yep. And let them support you. Right?
Let them support you.
Yeah.
So I love your affirmations. And, you know, I think it's also a really great kind of template for people. You know, we've talked before.
Right. Let it to be a jumping point, right?
Right. You can do your own.
Yeah. Like, do it until you feel that connection and then just go with trust your instincts. Like, it's all an on-ramp to amplify your intuition and your guidance.
Right.
That's what it's all about. It's so exciting.
Right. So I couldn't be happier.
And I'm assuming you still have your elf discount for our listeners.
Oh, heck yeah, we do. Yes. Yeah. And that's indefinite. You listen to the show, you use elf, you're going to get 15% off until the day I jump, or my witch jumps, one of the two. But you're going to have elf discount because it's of you guys. I mean, the truth is, it's like, we're going to be growing this and it's really exciting. And that means we're able to offer more, you know, like the bigger the tent, the more everybody can enjoy the show.
Yeah,
it's really exciting. So really, thank you.
I used it last week. I used the elf discount.
Yes, you did. You did.
I'm a rock star. I'm so excited. I'm a listener too.
A rock star.
Did you eat that?
I did. That was very subtle. It was good. But yes, elf discount is still going. So, but I just want to thank everybody. Because if not for you kind of helping us out through our crawling stage.
Being patient with us.
And being patient. And, you know, every once in a while I put a, you know, UPS sticker on a USPS box. And, like, thank you for forgiving me. I only did it twice.
And, that's amazing.
And you always get good stuff when I screw up.
But you didn't FedEx anything to yourself, did you?
No, you've done that. Guys, yes. Brenda FedEx stuff to herself.
We've told that story.
I know, but for those that haven't heard it.
I want to thank you and Suzanne and the crew that is making it all happen. You all are creating this out of thin air.
Oh, poof. Love it.
Yeah.
We absolutely love it. It's so much fun. And it's so nice because this is actually, I was just telling Suzanne this morning, I'm like, baby, I love you so much. Thank you so much for doing this. I love being able to do this with you. And it's been so great. And she has great ideas. And the beauty is Suzanne makes everything better and pretty. Like, so when you guys open up your boxes and you see this, like, you know, really great, you know, packaging and the delivery in which you get things, it's Suzanne Taylor, folks. It is not Julie Rieger. It is Suzanne Taylor, because she does make everything better.
She is a goddess. No doubt. She is.
No. And it's, I love that. So everybody's giving me the opportunity to actually, you know, run part of our business with my wife.
Oh, isn't that great?
It is.
And everyone gets to bring their best. I love that.
And with our dogs. Like, I get to take my dog to work.
That's the best.
It awesome. Is. It is. Yay. So today's episode, we are calling Hey Baby. It makes no sense until we actually start talking about it because you're like, what the hell are you guys going to talk about? Hey Baby.
Because when I hear that, I just assume you're talking to Suzanne.
Is it Hey Baby? I know. Well, also, like, it's funny because we're big terms of endearment girls. I'm huge terms of endearment. I rarely call somebody by their name because I was raised like that. My mother called me Baby. When I was a kid, she called me Boo Boo because I like Boo Boo Bear from like Yogi Bear, you know? So she called me Boo Boo. And then she called me till the day she jumped. She called me Baby. Hey, Baby, tell me this. Hey, Baby, how are you doing?
Oh,
hey,
I
Baby. Oh, yeah. That is my favorite, favorite term. Oh, my very, very favorite. So, yeah. So we call this Hey, Baby. And so a little Margaret vibe in there for it. But it is actually from one of our listeners. So if you don't mind, I'm going to go ahead and read the question. Are you
go
good with that?
It.
Okay.
Yes, I'm really good.
This one was, we were actually addressed as Hello, Ladies. This wasn't hi y'all or okay ladies. This is hello ladies. And then she put an upside down smiley face.
It's the best.
I just love this. I love you guys so much. Mm-hmm. So hello ladies, upside down smiley face. I run a nonprofit at, it's MERASMISSION. So Mira's Mission, that supports families that have experienced pregnancy and infant loss. The baby loss community is always talking about receiving signs from their babies and trying to stay connected to them once they are gone. I'm wondering if pregnancy and if an infant loss is on your list for upcoming topics. If not, do you have any recommendations for resources dealing with babies that have crossed over? Thanks, Kim. You know, the energy of that question, like, it just, I just have reverence is the word I have. I just have so much reverence and honoring for this.
Yeah, I want to thank her for languaging this invitation for us to talk about this very sensitive topic. And I also want to include, look, this is my personal experience that because I'm not a mom, I wouldn't normally speak on this unless asked. Right. Well, I don't really speak on anything unless asked.
Actually, everybody, that's the truth. And I have learned to ask because you and I can talk about something. And if I don't directly ask you, you're not going to give me the answer.
It's such a quirky little thing. It's not like I'm trying to hold back. It's just how I'm in the world. I don't know.
It's whatever. Well, you have a set of standards and I really admire your standards that you have. And you don't, you know, you taught me to actually ask permission. So if somebody shows up or an energy shows up, I always say, listen, I have somebody here. I don't know if they're yours, but do you want me to continue? Like I always ask permission because I think it's very respectful to the other person. Yeah. So I love one of the many, many bazillion things I love about you. That's one of them.
So I just want to acknowledge that neither one of us have given birth and have babies.
In this life.
So I wanted to just acknowledge that this is not our area of expertise. And, you know, she talked about babies and infants. But I would also include, because this is where, you know, a place where we can play is, you know, miscarriages. And really, I would also include in this, no matter what your religious belief is, I would also include abortions because those are pregnancies that are terminated. And there's all kinds of reasons that people choose to do that or are, and you know, consulted to do that by experts for whatever reason. But these are life, you know, these are spirits that have been assigned a body. But didn't, you know, come to fruition.
Right. And I'm just going to interject one quick thing for anybody who is uncomfortable, even if you've had an abortion or you know of or whatever it may be. My mother had an abortion in the early 60s, late 50s when it was illegal. So I'm just going to let everybody know that whatever your belief is, and I'm not even going to share my belief, it doesn't matter, but I'm just going to tell you guys, my mother had one. So just to put it out there so you can maybe say to yourself, like, oh, I had one or so-and-so had it. So you can be okay with that. I'm just putting that out there.
Okay. And so thank you for sharing that. And, you know, we do want to be inclusive because grief is grief.
Mm-hmm. Sure is.
And it doesn't matter if you were 6 weeks pregnant or your baby lived 6 days or 6 months. Like, it doesn't matter. And we still grieve. The the thing about that is what, because we're in pain when we're grieving, a lot of people will ask, why would God take a baby from me? Right? That's the question. And they get so angry with God. And anger is part of grieving. There's no doubt, right? So I'm not taking away anyone's anger, because you can't. I can't take away your grief, so I can't take away your anger. But I would also invite you to think about, like, these children, these spirits, right? They come to us as children, as infants, but their spirits are very mature. Their spirits are gifted and wise, and you know, but they come through this maturation process for our school purposes, but their soul is already very, very wise. So I would remind you of this soul is not powerless in this co-creation process.
Right. Babies are not babies on the other side.
Well, they're not. Their spirits, even when they're little tiny infants, you right. can see, if you have eyes to see, you can see their freaking wisdom.
Right. Totally.
You know, they're figuring it out. They're dialed in. It's so apparent. And when they jump, they take with them so much wisdom, so much learning. It doesn't matter if they're here for 3 hours or in utero for 3 months. It doesn't matter. They've taken away some learning attached to a physical body. So I just really, that advanced them out on a soul level that we can't understand, and we don't need to minimize or quantify, but know that any life that is lived, whatever version, in utero or out, or when they're born is another way to think about that. but they have life lessons that are valuable and advances their soul on some level. So that's the first thing. So it's not like this, but so much of their life was wasted. Please don't hold it that way, because you have no idea. They may have gotten exactly what they needed for a significant karmic balancing. They may have gotten exactly what they needed to heal something extraordinary in their soul.
Or help you heal something.
Or to help you heal something, right? It could have been, you know, a combination, right? Coming
An
together,
agreement
like
of coming in.
Real.
It's like you needed to learn to suffer probably one of the worst losses.
Right.
All loss sucks, but it's like, yeah.
It's not the natural order.
It's not the natural order. That's exactly.
You are not supposed to outlive your children.
Exactly.
Right. And so yes, the pain is real, and it's soul crushing, and it all has value. So know that that's true. It doesn't take away the pain, mm-mm. But I just really want people to understand that, because I think it's really important. And that you will be reunited with that spirit again one day when it's your turn to cross. You will be reunited.
And they have the capable, and they're capable of communicating with us, like of any loved one that has crossed over. It doesn't matter if they were, like you said, 3 days old. They mm-hmm. still have the capabilities to communicate at that, you know, higher level.
And so many people tell stories of being able to smell them or hear
right.
them, right? Yeah. So yeah, absolutely, without a doubt.
So I think we'll take a break.
We're taking a break. We'll be right back. And welcome back to our Hey Baby episode.
Hey Baby.
And my elf, I think you have some stories to share.
Well, because one, you know, you talked about the questions that we get a lot. It's like, you know, why would God take babies from us, or why won't God give us a baby? And it's really interesting. I was asked just like a week ago. It's so interesting that this topic took fruition. It's the universe, right? Mm-hmm. Because I was asked, because we have, you know, we've talked about this, a lot of our listeners, you know, we have people in the medical field that listen, right? We have, mm-hmm. we have peace officers that listen. We also have some lesbians out there that listen. And yeah. So, and obviously they talk to me. Because if you're going to pick, I'm gay. Who am I going to talk to first, Brenda or Julie? They don't realize
talk to
they
me too.
Well, they should be talking to you because you have way better advice. But they, you know, they gravitate to me first. But I was asked this the other day: did you and Suzanne ever want kids? And I haven't dealt with that question in a really long time. And I'll tell you, the answer is yes, we did. We attempted artificial insemination, and that was just bad timing, I think. But really the big one was, and if there's an age thing, like I think I was 40, I think Suzanne was 50, and it was, Suzanne's like, this is it. Like, you know, being a new mom at 50 was I think a hard enough hurdle for her to get over. But what happened is that we were days away from an adoption. Days away. And my mother was still alive. And and in fact, she had sent us, because she thought we already had a baby, she sent us a baby blanket. And I just lost outright. I know. It's so hard. And so the young woman who lived in Reno, Nevada, actually had the baby early. Mm-hmm. And had decided when she gave birth that she was going to keep it. Mm-hmm. And then when we got the news, it was very weird. Like one of our cats was really sick that we thought was going to die. And so we're in the spare room, which was going to be the baby's room. And we were both sitting on the floor and, you know, trying to nurse the cat back to life. P.S. Cat's still alive. And just so in case everyone's wondering, the cat didn't die. Our hopes and dreams of being parents is what died that day, not the cat. And I remember it was such like, never had a moment like this with Suzanne, because I think these are so few, and if you ever have one, but we both looked at each other and we just started sobbing because it was a life that we were ready for. Like we were ready to take it on. We were ready to be these, you know, what we thought would be great parents, because I think everybody kind of thinks it'd be, I personally think we'd have been awesome parents. And that dream was dashed that day.
Yeah.
It was killed. It literally died that day. And the grieving was so intense. And even though we didn't lose a baby in our body, we lost like this child energetically and spiritually, and the dream. And we had names. Lily, by the way, is what we were going to name her. I don't think I've ever told you that. Her name was going to be Lily. And that was Suzanne, obviously, naming that child, because I would have named that kid Alex or Sam or something like that. But, you know, Suzanne has to fly in with her like fairy shit and name a kid Lily, which I agreed to.
Nicely done.
So these questions, and yeah, no, I'm not a parent in this life, but I know that feeling of devastation. So we can feel that in lots of ways. And so there are so many people that have not, you know, that have lost children, again, whether it's a miscarriage, whether it is an abortion and can't be afraid to say that word, you know, whether it is through an adoption that fell through. And by God, that happens so often, right? Like right. Every day, people's dreams are dashed, and know what that feels like.
And babies that landed and jumped for different reasons.
And jumped for, exactly. There's so many. And, you know, and then of course, like by the way, I share this on a DM with, you know, being asked, so who am I? What the hell's wrong with me? And she's like, well, are you guys okay now? And I said, well, this is the life we're supposed to lead. Like it's like, yeah, that was devastating, but I'm very clear that I did not get screwed in this life. I'm very clear that this is actually the life we were supposed to lead. It was supposed to be the two of us. Mm-hmm. And we were supposed to, you know, listen, we mother a lot of people, and that is probably what we needed to do. But I'm okay with that. Like I had to, you know, I came to peace with it and embraced it. And so that's the other side of it. Ha ha ha. The title of our show. But the other side of it is that you can get to a place where it's like, okay, I'm supposed to be here. So I'm going to make the damn best of it. Yeah. And be okay with it.
I love that. You know, so I think I've shared before that I've had five or six miscarriages. Like, to tell you the truth, they blur together. So, but it's in that range. And people will say, oh, it's like if someone's pregnant or if a baby was lost, they if they know that, they'll say, oh, is this too sensitive for you to talk about? And I'll be like, no, of course not, because babies are amazing to talk about, you know, and for the people who've lost children, this is something that I invite them into, to be able to celebrate other people being pregnant, to be able to celebrate other babies being born, because that's part of their healing, right? And it doesn't mean it doesn't take away or that it'll take away your grief. You can still be like, I'm sorry that didn't happen for me, or my baby wasn't able to stay. And I'm so happy yours is.
Right. Like,
both can be true.
Right.
Both can be true. But I do think it's so that knowing that, okay, just because that child didn't stay for all kinds of reasons that you don't even know, things that make sense, like the birth mother wanted to keep the baby, of course, that makes sense. But I don't understand why I didn't get that baby.
You know, or a child.
Like, it's okay to know that one day you will know, and it will be clear, because it will be part of your life review. And your earth brain and heart can't understand it. your human brain and heart, I should say, but your spirit will be able to understand it. And we're going to take another break and be right back.
Okay, everybody, we are back, and I have a nosy elf question. And if you don't want to answer it, Maya can just cut this part out. And this is the beauty of podcasting, even though I don't think we cut too much out. We should, by the way. I mean, the shit that flies out of my mouth, this thing should be half as long as it is. But here's my question is, and I think it's very brave of you, by the way, to talk about, you know, having, you know, miscarriages. I think this is a hard thing for people to talk about. And I know how private you are. So this is a really big deal. So I'm going to ask you to go one step further. So I'm going to push you on your big deal.
Nice. Thanks.
And pushing on your big deal is, have those spirits come back to you? Like, do they communicate with you? Have they given you signs, or, you know, what has that been like?
Thank you for the question. And the reason I talk about this, or I talk about anything, just so you know, is for the same reason, because in our conversations, we want to help people, right? We want to help them, and we want them to know that the other side is real.
Yes.
And so that's what I'd say. Of course, I'm going to answer this question. So Maya, you got a hall pass.
No editing.
But, no snipping. But so yes, and this is how I know about the value that is created in every pregnancy, no matter how long the life lasts, is that they, you know, will tell me how valuable it was and how grateful they were to be assigned to a body, even if they weren't in it very much. Because really, all my miscarriages were at 12 weeks. And Yeah, I'm like, oh, you know, so close. But again, oh, wow. There's no guarantee. There's
sure.
No guarantee after 12 weeks, right? I mean, lots of people, you know, babies jump for all kinds of reasons. And so there were gifts that they had, that they received, and lessons and healing and downloads and wisdom that they received from their experience, which I was grateful for. And so that's what I know.
Do they still show up?
They are always available.
So they're on the psychic speed dial?
They're on psychic speed dial, yes. Nice.
So I have one more question about it, because this is intriguing. Did you have, I'm assuming the answer is yes, but I'm just going to ask anyway, or do you know what some of your past life experiences were with those spirits?
Some of them.
Do you? Like,
not all of them, but yeah, some of them.
Yeah. Like, were you their mom or sister or friend, or do you run the country store? I don't know.
Yes, I was Little House on the Prairie. I am from Wisconsin. Does that help? You are such a goofy elf.
Well, it's a heavy subject, so I'm trying to lighten it up.
Nice, nice. But I do want to talk about, to the parents who had children that were born, the very famous medium, John Edward, always talks about, this is a club you never want to be a part of, right? Parents who've lost children. It is, when I'm doing spirit messages or, you know, that public demonstration of mediumship, there's not a dry eye in the house when the children spirits come through, because it's just like, oh, the unimaginable. And I want you to think about while you are grieving the loss, and you're just like Julie's story of the adoption, you're grieving the dream, because at that point it's just a dream, a passion and inspiration, and you're grieving for that life you didn't have. But also remember, like, for however long that child was here, you're still that child's parent. Whether you're the dad, whether you're the mom, you are still a parent. And this I actually learned from my mom, who, when people say, how many kids do you have, she always says 4. Right? Some people will bypass it and say, oh, I have, you know, 3. But she says, I have 4 kids. 3 of them are still here. Right? Which is such a beautiful way to talk about that. Because
right.
you need to claim that child. And the other thing I will say,
oh my God, your mom totally had to experience the unimaginable,
yeah.
Didn't she?
Yeah, because my brother jumped when he was 33.
Yeah.
Right? And the other thing I will say is that oftentimes, if you have another child, that second child will, or the next child, right, you have, will talk about seeing the child that's passed. So sometimes if you have an older sibling, you know, in the house, they will talk about seeing the child that's passed. So children will see their siblings in spirit.
Oh.
So affirm that. celebrate that and to say, yeah, of course they're still around their family.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting, Bren, and I'm going to do a shout out to everybody who's taking your tarot class, because I began to understand about spirits and babies when I started reading tarot. When you actually taught me to read properly, just to clarify, because I used to kind of like fake it to make it with tarot. Mm-hmm. I was just going totally on intuition. I didn't really bother to learn it. And then so you actually taught me the right way. And so while I was, you know, doing a lot of practicing, it had an interesting reading. It was weird. It was at on the Fox lot.
We're in the commissary. That was your favorite place to read.
Well, actually, this was the news cafe, but yes, the commissary was usually my favorite place, but this one happened to be in the news cafe. And it was the boss of my friend. Mm-hmm. And she had said to her, Julie, will you just read her cards? And I'm like, okay. And I asked my friend to actually leave. She and her boss and I just sitting in the booth ourselves. And it was interesting. So just a quick on tarot, there's something called the court cards. And the court cards are...
Think of them as the face cards in a playing deck.
Perfect, right? And so you mm-hmm. have like the king, queen, the knight, right? And then we have the page cards. And the page cards are always depicted as children because mm-hmm. they're usually, to me, it's usually communication, like it's a younger spirit is effectively mm-hmm. what it is. And sometimes you can have what I love about the court cards, listen, I'm like stuttering because I'm so excited. What I love about the court cards is like they were the most difficult for me. And I think they're the most difficult for lots of people because they can mm-hmm. represent so much. So right. I had had readings prior to this about court cards, with the page cards in particular, where they were actually the energy of that person when they were younger. Mm-hmm. So
they
were like,
people.
Oh, totally. Mm-hmm. I mean, these were like, and they were childhood issues that were coming mm-hmm. through that they needed to deal with, apparently. But in this particular reading, three page cards showed up. And for the record, there's only four. So three showed up in this particular reading. And it was an interesting thing because I think this is where psychic kicked in, you know, but the cards were there to connect the two. Mm-hmm. And I said to this woman, I said, I just have to ask you, have you had like eggs harvested lately? Like, because that's a big thing a lot of women do at certain ages, like they'll harvest eggs. And so they have them if when they're a little bit older and they can't produce, blah, you know, the whole story. And she said, yeah, last week.
Oh, mercy.
I said, okay. And I said, she goes, how do you know that? And I said, I didn't know that. I'm just... kind of telling you what I'm kind of getting from this. And I have my hand on the card and I'm tapping the card, tapping in, right? You taught me that. It's like if you're wondering, you need to get deeper into it, tap the card. And so I'm tapping into it.
Activate
it. And I said, I go, well, there's a spirit here that says that they're supposed to be in one of those, in a body, and they're waiting for you. I'm like, I don't know what else to tell you, but they're
get
literally-
to work, Mom.
Yeah, I said, they're literally front of the line. And they're waiting to come in. I said, so whatever it takes for you to do this, it's they're here for you. Now, listen, I don't know if whatever happened with her, but it was a really interesting experience to understand about the waiting, right? Like like the spirits are waiting. They're like, okay, we have an agreement. I'm gonna come
in. Queue up. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Like I'm waiting for your ass to get your shit together on that planet so I can come through. And that's what that spirit was telling her. And it was through the court cards in tarot. So those taking class know that that is a possibility. It's an option for those cards. But it was a really interesting, it was an interesting moment. And for her, it was affirming that what she was doing and the path that she was on was her path.
Well, and that the spirits were agreeing to it. They're like, okay, Mom, we'll wait. If you want to do it that way, we'll do it that way.
Right.
That's okay.
Right. It was interesting, right?
Yeah. The only other thing I want to just say about these parents who had children who've passed is to remember to invite them in. Talk to your babies.
Yeah.
Right? Just talk to them. They'll show up. They'll flick the lights. They'll, you know, zoom by you. You'll feel them. And then once you have your signs or your language down, just trust that. Just trust that.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. Talk to your babies. Exactly.
Talk to your babies. Yeah. Because they're around.
Yeah.
They're absolutely around.
You talk to Mark.
Oh.
All the time.
That's not a problem.
Sandy's very chatty. I love that about her.
Not a problem. Yeah. But just keep them close and know that you know, everyone gets to advance their earth school lessons and their soul lessons when children pass.
Yeah.
And love never dies.
It never does, right? That's a beautiful thing. This was a very heavy episode. So we hope you guys like kind of stayed with us through this, because this is John Edward was right. This is the absolute worst club. Like there's no worst club. It is the worst ever. And there's no parting gifts. There's no like door prizes for this party. This party sucks ass.
The only other thing I would say though is that for many, you know, parents who are in this situation, what you get to do is you get to help other people who are in the club.
Yeah, you do.
Because anytime you help someone, you heal.
That's right. That's absolutely right.
Yeah.
So on that heavy ass note.
It doesn't last forever, right? Because what happens, I love this. I mean, I think I've shared this before, is that the breath, right? So the how wide the hole of grief is gets smaller. The depth never does. So, before it's 100 miles wide and you feel like you can never get out of it. Eventually, you know, maybe it's just a couple feet wide, but the depth of that loss is always there.
Right.
But you can navigate more easily. So
And I was just telling, and I would love to finish with this, if you don't mind me just adding one more thing, is the first time you and I met, I was just telling this story to Catherine Gallagher the other day. We were just chit-chatting about stuff. And I told her the story of when we were at Jim and Ruben's house, Suzanne and I, and you were in town in LA at the time. And you came up to me and you put your hand on my back, which was behind my heart. And you said, it doesn't have to be this hard. And so to just a note to everybody, it doesn't have to.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be that hard. It can still be hard. It doesn't have to be that hard. Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be that hard.
Yeah. So on that somber note.
Remember, our school is hard.
Without the other side. More than ever, without the other side.
Yeah.
Thanks, everybody, for listening
to our
uplifting show today.
Remember.
We'll be back with giggles next time.
Love you. Bye.
Thank you, everybody. Bye.
Thanks for joining us, everyone. And a special thanks to our producer, Maya Cole, who guides us while we guide you.
Hit us up on Instagram at OtherSideGuides or shoot us a note at OtherSideGuides@iHeartRadio.com. And you can even call us at 833-22-GUIDE to leave us a message.
We want to know what you think, we want to know what you know, and we want to hear your stories.
And remember,
Earth School is hard
without the other side. Insider's Guide to the Other Side is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.